Thank you for downloading the Foreign Exchange Market Report podcast for March the 5th from Coracle Online and Crossbar FX. The euro lost ground last week as weaker than expected US and European economic data dampened risk appetites and boosted safe haven currencies. Reports of a delay in the approval of more than half the euro 130 billion bailout for Greece, pending proof from Athens that it would implement agreed spending cuts and reforms, didn't help the euro either. German retail sales were worse than expected, and unemployment across the EU is now running at 10.7%. The ECB pumped another tranche of cash into the banking sector, 530 billion euros to be precise, in the form of loans to 800 banks to ensure they remain in funds and solvent. Further concerns were also raised within the EU when Ireland announced that they would hold a referendum on the Eurozone's fiscal pact and whether their people were willing to accept the measures being imposed on them. Meanwhile, the US dollar gained support after Ben Bernanke lowered the expectations of another round of quantitative easing in the US. US pending home sales also impressed on the upside, showing 2% growth in January. But all is not rosy in Dollarland. US durable goods orders slumped 4% last month, and that's the most it has fallen in 3 years. This is, however, at odds with US consumer confidence figures, which are the highest they have been for a year. US GDP has been annualised at 3% in Q4, but it is all looking a little fragile as the world deals with increased oil prices. Sterling has had a mixed week, losing out to the US dollar but gaining against the euro, as an industry survey showed UK construction was growing at its fastest level since March 2011. Most of the movements have not been as a result of UK data, but more the reaction to EU and US data. There is a meeting of the MPC at the Bank of England this week, as well as one at the ECB. No interest rate cuts are expected. We expect that all the news will be about the euro and Greece. The big question is, will the private sector bondholders agree to their haircut? Thanks for listening.